I'd like to make a few suggestions before we start our Enochian meditation. The first is, try to do the meditation on a regular basis. By this, I mean try to do it every day. Because it will energize you, I suggest that you do it in the morning. Next, find a place to do the meditation where you won't be interrupted. I recommend that you take the phone off the hook and put a Do Not Disturb sign on your door. To develop a proper and reverent attitude, I always like to think of God's words to Moses when Moses approached God and the burning bush. As Moses drew near, God said to him, "You're on holy ground." Likewise, whenever I do the Enochian meditation, I like to think I'm on holy ground because I'm trying to enter into God's presence and invoke and commune with his holy and good angels. This is a very spiritual and religious experience, so I'd like to suggest that you try to get into the proper frame of mind by saying a prayer at the outset. It can be different each time, but use something that's consistent with your beliefs. Perhaps one time you might say a spontaneous prayer to God. Another time you might read a psalm. And a third time you might read something from a book that spiritually inspires you. The idea is that this is a flexible part of the process. Whatever prayer you say should be unique and from the heart. That's the key. If you enter the Enochian meditation with the sense that you're entering holy ground, I think you'll have more success and the Enochian meditation will be a blessing to you.